Jimmy Gallagher, Tiernan reserve manager, back-to-back ones here for you, Jimmy, after a big battle against Burke today, but you just came away with a trophy.
Yeah, Park, it's a great victory for the Tiernan boys. Now, in fairness, that's their fourth final in 2 years, and it's the fourth cup that we've won. So it's unprecedented, I suppose, for the Tiernan team, or Tiernan reserve team in particular. But the boys put on a massive shift there today. When things weren't going for us, we were able to turn the tide and hold out for a victory.
Looking at half time, Jimmy, you went in with a fairly healthy lead, 1-5 to 2 points, I think it was. And suppose he's had the breeze in the first half, but in the second half coming out, it was Burt that really dominated that second half.
Yeah, I suppose we probably, in their mindset, we probably thought we had the work done in the first half, you know, when we were leading 9 points to 3. In fairness, Burt weren't creating anything in the first half, and I suppose the mindset just went in there and the boys took the foot off the pedal. Burt, as we know, are just a dogged side and can grind out results. They came at us hard in the second half with serious bother won in our midfield battle. We made four changes in the first 15 minutes of the second half, and that's what we've been able to do all year, being able to bring on quality subs that have massive impact.
Burt asked a lot of questions of your side, Jimmy, and suppose over the last number of years the lads have got that success. They won the intermediate last year, they retained the Division 2 title. Suppose having that little bit of experience helped out there today, because Burt really pushed you.
Yeah, they definitely did, but it's our game management, and we've been doing it for the last number of all year, you know, in fairness. When we do get a lead and we get into the last 10 minutes, the boys have great composure, can hold on to the ball. It's great leadership there, and we can just get over the line, and we've been doing it all year, and thank God we got over the line today.
Coming into this year's final, Jimmy, I suppose you were tipped to be favourites, but suppose it was a bit of a different team compared to last year, losing 10 players. Now, I suppose you had 10 new players playing in a final this year.
Yeah, that's it. There was a big turnaround in 1 year to the next, but saying that, we had probably five of the starting team that started last year, but we probably had three or four off the bench last year that started this year, you know. As well as that, we had a number of the minors coming through. I suppose the great thing for the reserve team is to see four or five of last year's team togging now for the seniors and getting starting and getting game time for the seniors, and that's what the reserve team or the senior development team is all about, is building for hopefully playing at a higher level. A
couple of big performances there today, Jimmy, but Gary McGettigan stepping up for you, the big man scoring 1-2.
Aye, Gary's such a danger when he's inside, you know. He was great out the middle, and in fairness, he was brilliant all over the pitch today. When we needed a man, he was dangerous, and when we needed him out the middle, he was brilliant as well. So brilliant and a just worthy man of the match, without a doubt.